You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number one on this most beautiful of Wednesdays. You know what that means. It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. It's halfway to the weekend, halfway to the Christmas weekend. So we got to hear it. Hit it, Butters.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is.
Yeah.
Guess what day it is? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! The camel got a little hyperactive on that one, apparently. Yeah, how you doing?
Sorry, I gotta have fun with the buttons over here.
Every once in a while, what do? You just gotta drink the coffee and hit the buttons. But congratulations, everybody. You are halfway to the Christmas weekend, so I hope you got a great opportunity late on to be with family and friends. And we look forward to seeing all the grandkids and things at our house. So anyway, it's hump day. So let's see what all we got on tap right here. So at 2:30 today, Brian Taylor, who's been on the show several times, he's a former state senator, worked with two different governors, a JAG officer. He's now also a candidate for Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. Anyway, he's going to be on to talk with us about what the Colorado Supreme Court just did yesterday, which is going to be the whole first part of the show for me today. So, yeah, Brian Taylor, candidate for Chief Justice, coming on at 2:30. And then 4 o'clock, you know the deal. 4 o'clock on Wednesday, what's that mean? Grand Council. We'll be having Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson on today. Plenty of things to discuss. It is a target-rich environment. We'll see what kind of questions we come up with of each other. But, yeah, 4 o'clock today, Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. And then I got a triple dipper. I mean, that wasn't enough. Hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right. The triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So number one, the legal insurrection is what I'm calling it. They're trying to claim that Trump is guilty by default of something for which he has never been indicted, tried, or, for that matter, convicted. Insurrection. Which, by the way, for those knuckleheads on social media trying to troll me right now that don't understand, insurrection is actually defined in the U.S. Code, and it is something that therefore carries substantive due process of law. That didn't happen here. And yet we're gonna talk about it, because what they're alleging right now, that Trump was involved in an insurrection, well, is it not an insurrection for them to then do things like what they're doing to strip us of the right to vote, which is a constitutional protected matter? We'll talk about it. Legal insurrection, number one, triple dipper. Number two, the climate change chicken littles. I mean, y'all. These things are coming out. At some point, they've just run out of stuff to be wrong about. So they have to create new things to be wrong about, like, I don't know, just taking a look at, apparently Christmas gifts are now considered to be verboten for climate change, and you'll be surprised to know that your breathing needs to stop. Just saying. Climate change, chicken littles, number two, triple dipper. And then number three, it's kind of interesting. I started going down a thread that I thought I was going to research, and it turned into something entirely different. You know, the Army is, the military, actually, the U.S. military is struggling with its recruiting. Are there still kids out there? Are there still those out there that will sign up? Well, yes, there are, but are there enough? The question remains. But then I got to looking at the number of people in our personal memories who actually set aside everything they had going for them because they felt called to go into the military. We're going to talk about it. Number three, triple dipper, duty, honor, and country. All right, so let me jump over here to my Right Side Way monologue, and I'll remind you guys that Southern Immediate Care is the chain of clinics that is all over our area. They have just grown, by the way. They added a new one in Helena, Well, yeah, Southern Immediate Care with locations in Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, now 6 locations around the Birmingham area, and I hear there's more coming, is open 7 days a week. They see all ages, and they are owned indeed by a Right Side ruffian. So Southern Immediate Care, the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and we're proud of it. All right, I'm calling this one, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you the title. I don't always do that. This one's called Third World Elections in Biden's America. That's where we are right now. So I had a conversation a few years back with a lady who was a mayor of her small town right here in Alabama. She had been an employee of the town long before that and did not like the way it was run, so she decided she was going to run for mayor. First time around, she ran against the longtime incumbent, and on election night, she and her supporters gathered at town hall to watch the ballots be counted. As the results came in, she was leading, and then the incumbent mayor was leading, and it was back and forth. It was a close race. The ballots were slowly coming in. She said the man that she was running against was pacing the floor, nervous and fretful. But then he went into the back room to talk with someone, and he came out smiling. Apparently, a whole parcel of absentee ballots had just been quote-unquote found, and he came out ahead after they were opened and counted. Well, in later years, after he was gone, she ran again and she won easily. But she never forgot that moment that the election changed when odd things happened. When votes are cast, the voters need to know they were counted. When ballots are counted, the voters need to know they are accurate. And when results are announced, the voters need to believe that they are correct. But hey, it was just a small town, right? No really big deal. I mean, just another small town election. Nothing that changes things in the big picture. Except that that same mayor, the one who was blessed with a bunch of quote-unquote found ballots in the back room, he went on to get elected to another office at state level and was later swept up in corruption scandals. I mean, what if the election had had more integrity back when he was running for another term as mayor, but yet we'll never know? What I do know is this. We have to be able to trust the election processes at every single level, from small-town mayors to president of the United States. And we can't have jackleg third-world ballot stuffing, ballot harvesting, voter intimidation, counting irregularities, and candidate suppression. None of it. And yet yesterday we saw one of the most egregious examples of election tampering that I've ever heard of when a Colorado Supreme Court, in a split decision, decided to become the judge, jury, and sentencing authority for Donald Trump and also make sure that millions of people would not have the freedom to choose. The courts of the same state, Colorado, that has legalized recreational marijuana and allows abortion at any stage of pregnancy, has just decided that it also knows that it knows for a fact that Donald Trump is guilty of insurrectionist activity, despite the fact that he's never been charged, indicted, tried, or convicted. In essence, one court hundreds of miles away from the scene of an alleged crime has determined that, while it has no jurisdiction to do so, that it can pronounce judgment by default, and then use said judgment to alter the terms and conditions of the elections in their state. Due process be hanged. It's an abuse of the 14th Amendment, y'all, I'm telling you. And an abuse of the voters of the whole nation when you consider that every state's electors could come into play if 2024 is near as close as the last two presidential elections. My friends, this is like third world election tampering. This is candidate suppression. This is ballot clearing. This is despotism. Joe Biden, if he had any integrity at all, would cry foul and ask for his followers to please settle down so he doesn't risk having an asterisk by his presidency in the event that he won. But like I said, if he had any integrity, good luck with that. In 1933, Adolf Hitler had members of his two main opposing parties arrested and many of them executed. Huh. A fire had mysteriously broken out in the Reichstag, the seat of the German government. Hitler immediately blamed the opposition. He stoked fears in the hearts of Germans. He was able to get an edict passed that effectively ended civil liberties of German citizens. And with the opposition crushed by the allegations of insurrection, sound familiar? Those who survived suddenly threw their support behind Hitler and his National Socialist Party to then pass what became known as the Enabling Act, an act which then gave him full-on dictatorial powers. Well, when you make sure your opposition can't oppose you, the vote count gets easy, right? In Uganda, in 2006, the first multi-party elections in 2 decades were held. President Yoweri Museveni had been in power since 1986, but for the first time, a viable opposition candidate had arisen. Until suddenly, the opposition candidate named Besigye was charged with treason and other crimes, and Besigye was then arrested. And even though his supporters protested and demonstrated, it changed the tide of the election, and President Museveni easily won his so-called re-election. Or how about 2012, when Russian President Medvedev nominated Vladimir Putin to run for a third overall term, which Putin gladly accepted, while also promising that he would make Medvedev his prime minister. The election was fraught with accusations of everything from ballot box stuffing to voters being bussed in from precinct to precinct so they could vote multiple times. There were procedural irregularities in vote counting. It was rampant. Protests ensued, but to no avail. Putin was named the president, and he remains in power now 11 years later, and he's the first one in the modern age to now invade a European nation in an act of war. So what happens when things like candidates are taken off of ballots with false allegations, or election processes are gerrymandered, or even election laws are ignored and abused? What happens is we get despotism, we get tyrants, we get dictators, we get disaster, we get wars, and we get people that go on and get swept up in corruption scandals. The decision on Tuesday by the Colorado Supreme Court, a court whose members were all appointed by Democrat governors, marks the first time in history that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment has been used to disqualify a presidential candidate. It was put in place in the wake of the Civil War for people who had actually sworn an oath to the Confederacy, renounced their own U.S. citizenship, and, oh, by the way, fought in a civil war against the United States. But now it's being used because they believe that Trump is guilty of something he's never been tried for. It's the epitome now of what some are calling lawfare being waged against the Trump candidacy. The Trump campaign, calling the verdict deeply undemocratic, is adamant that it will be appealed immediately to the U.S. Supreme Court. It has to be, and it has to be overturned, because if it's not, then no one is ever safe to run for high office again without facing some novel and untested legal challenge to prevent a free and fair election. At this point, Colorado officials say they have to have any potential U.S. Supreme Court verdict finished by January 3rd because the cutoff to get their ballots printed in time is January 4th. Not a lot of time. In reality, Trump's poll numbers go up by another 5 points, I guarantee it. But who can doubt the man when he says they're all out to get him to steal the election? Because we can see it as plain as day. And elections, they matter at all levels. This is tyranny. And I fear for our country if the Supreme Court does not swiftly set this situation right. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, folks, I'm going to tell you. And listen, I've never even openly said I'm for Trump, but here's what I believe. I believe that we deserve the right to pick our candidate. He deserves to have the opportunity to be on that ballot. He has earned it as much as anybody else. In fact, he's the front runner. Popular opinion is with him on the Republican side. But if you look at it right now, at the very least, you deserve to know that there is no way anybody can say that if the votes were cast and it wasn't Trump, that that's the way it should have been. But we can't have this, well, we just want him off the ballot, so we're going to make sure that's just not going to ever be allowed to have a free vote. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. More on this. We'll be right back.